you know, when I was growing up, I suppose, that was such a common mm-hmm. term that you didn't really even think of the derivation.
Would you use that about a child? Would you call a child a brown nose?
No, no.
You have to be grown?
I would think so, at least teenage or something.
And what did you call the place in the school where the toilets are?
The bathroom.
Okay. And the place where the basketball games were held?
The gym.
And what do you call them? The kind of house that you can have one room right behind the other.
One room right behind? Well, you might call it a shotgun house.
Okay. What would you call a house that has a long entry hall set at a 90-degree angle to a large single room? Did you ever hear of a hall and parlor house or a flying L?
No.
What about a house that's got two sections here connected by a wide sort of a hall that's open at both ends? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I don't know a particular name for it. An awful lot of houses in the city or in this part of the country like that.
What about a house? What different kinds of houses do they have around here? I mean, what different styles?
Well, they're the old Spanish and French houses that are townhouses that are built right up against the street
mm-hmm.
With a small entrance and a patio in the back, maybe a gate and a driveway or a cobblestone walk going back into the patio. Then as you move uptown, colonial type houses.
What are the distinguishing characteristics of a townhouse as opposed to?
Well, I think the distinguishing feature is that the yard is walled and the house itself is right up against the street.
Mm-hmm. What about houses? There's one kind I noticed around here. It start off being one story, you know, the front part of the house.
Camelback.
Hmm?
Camelback.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they very common here?
Oh, yeah, there are lots of those. I guess there are maybe two or three of them in my block.
Are they still being built, that kind?
I doubt seriously whether anybody would set out to build one. But they're fairly popular, you know, people like them.
Any other types of houses like that are kind of unique?
Well, of course, there are a lot of Victorian houses, but that's,
mm-hmm.
you see those all over the place. That's not unique to this part of the country. It seems to me that the house that we were talking about a minute ago, and I can't think of the name of it, with the hall right down the middle and the rooms on either side,
mm-hmm.
is unique to this part of the country. It may not be. I just think it is.
Jerry, they call it dog trot house or something like that?
No.
What do you call an informal living room you can watch television in and all?
Den.
And an enclosed room that's designed to receive maximum sunlight. It's got a lot of, maybe it's screened in, or it's got a lot of windows in it.
Sun porch.
And
solarium.
Is that the same thing?
I would think so.
And what do you call a room that's got a toilet and a sink to it, but not a bath or a shower?
I heard that called a half bath, or not a very apt name for it, I guess. It doesn't even have a bathtub. I don't know. I